mind, one thought at a time.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowering Women series, our Changing Minds Online Empowering Women series. This is such a special call. This is our last call of our Empowering Women series this year, so this is super exciting. Akina, how you doing tonight?
I'm great, Jessica. Yes, I agree. It's a very exciting show. This marks our second one thus far, and many more to come.
Absolutely. And, you know, before we get started tonight, you know, this show is about empowering women. And, you know, Akina has had a major victory this week. I know one of the things that Akina has had wanting to accomplish, and Akina, I may say this wrong, so you might have to correct me, but is the Periscope Summit. What is it called, Akina?
It's the Periscope Summit, yes.
The Periscope Summit. Well, I've called Twitter some worse things on this call. I got off easy today with that mistake. But Akina is going to be a speaker on the Periscope Summit, and we are super excited for her. Akina, I know that is one of two of your major goals this year, and you've achieved both of them. So I just wanted to congratulate you publicly and let our family and listeners know that are listening in tonight that how proud of you we are. So that's absolutely awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Jessica. I appreciate you so much.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we appreciate you, and we feel honored and lucky to have you on our call leading us out. And you're going to have to take what you've learned and come back and give us a little lesson on using Periscope. But tonight we have a really important topic we're going to be talking about with a good friend of mine. This person was on one of our very first Empowering Women series. She was actually one of the first guests that we've ever had on the Empowering Women series, and we're really happy to have her back. She is a personal friend of mine. We have been together in the same network marketing company for, my goodness, almost 3 years now. And this person has been both a friend, a mentor, a coach, a person to run things back and forth on. Just, you know, we've just supported each other on our journeys of really taking our lives to the next level. We've watched each other grow. We've helped each other through the good, the bad. We've laughed, we've cried, and done about everything else together on this journey so far. And it's just really a privilege and honor to have this person on the call. One of the things I admire most about this person is really just, number one, their generous heart and the fact that they're willing to lead, but just really what a beautiful spirit they are. Authentic, you know, vulnerable, fun, forgiving, holding people in high esteem. It's just really all the things I think about when I think about this person. And she's a very powerful woman. And not only is she a powerful woman, but she's a powerful woman who's made the choice to live her life as an entrepreneur. She's decided that she gets to create what she wants in her life and that she has the ability, she has the desire, and she has the right to live life on her own terms. And I admire that so much about her. And tonight, it is just an honor to welcome Doreen Miller on the call as she shares with us what it was like to believe in herself as a woman and in an entrepreneur. So, Doreen, welcome onto the call tonight.
Well, thank you. It's an honor to be on your last show of the year. This is pretty exciting. And congratulations, Dr. Akina. That's really cool that you're going to be part of the Periscope Summit. I'll have to talk to you about. I didn't know that. I just found out when Jessica said that. I'll have to talk to you offline about that. There's a couple of people I'd like to, you know, connect with you. But that's so cool. I mean, there are millions, as you know, of people on Periscope. So to be picked for this is pretty amazing. And if that was on your vision board, I think that's even more amazing that you accomplished that.
Thank you so much. I'm truly elated, and I'm definitely thankful to everyone who supported me and nominated me, you know. So, yes, thank you.
Yeah, that's really good. So what I wanted to talk about with tonight's call is basically like my, you know, road to becoming an entrepreneur, you know, and the experience as a woman, as an entrepreneur. First of all, my background is I've worked in the medical industry in health and wellness since I was 16 years old. With terminally ill children, New Jersey had the first pediatric unit for a long-term care facility for terminally ill children. And I worked there for like 5 years, and after that I worked over at Pennsylvania Hospital in a couple different capacities, but ending my working there in the neurological ICU. And I was a critical care tech in there, so I did everything but push medicine. So I've always worked in the field of, you know, helping people. That's just, I'm the nurturer by nature. And, you know, working in neuro, sometimes, you know, a lot of times the people couldn't move because it was a lot of head trauma. And so whenever I was doing any type of personal care or turning them, I would always massage them because I would always think, you know, there for the grace of God goes by. And, you know, like even if you ever said to yourself, like, that's it, my next day off, I'm staying in bed all day. Well, if you have ever tried that, you can't. It hurts. It's actually hard to stay in bed all day. It sounds like a great idea some days, but, you know, because we're all working hard and we get tired and we have those, you know, moments. And so it sounds good, but it just really can't happen. So I would always, you know, make sure I massage them and lotion them up real good. And people would always say to me, geez, you should be a massage therapist. And, you know, after working at the hospital, I worked at Pennsylvania Hospital, after working there for 10 years, I said to myself one night, why aren't I a massage therapist? I was 35 years old at the time. And, you know, I'm like, I didn't feel like I was doing this life right. So I thought, well, I could make the same money in half the amount of time and have a lot more time freedom. So at 35 years old, I shifted gears and changed careers into becoming an entrepreneur. And I have to say, you know, if you've ever seen or heard the thing where you make a decision, you step off the cliff, and the cliff, and you figure out how to fly on the way down. That's basically true. You know, so, you know, the belief in yourself has to really be 100%, if not higher. Because without the belief, you know, you're honestly just really going to struggle or not make it. And a lot of small businesses do close down within their first 1 to 3 years, but those are the toughest times. You know, for myself as a massage therapist, I went from having a steady paycheck, and it didn't matter how I felt. You know, you went to work anyhow. When you work in the healthcare industry, you're not really allowed to be sick, so you have to go to work. You take care of the sick, but you're not allowed to be sick. But I would still get paid every, you know, week or 2 weeks, I forget what it was now, no matter what. You know, if I didn't go into work, if I did go into work, now I am 35 years old, massage therapist. I have to find the clients. I have to build everything from scratch. And it was a scary transition going from, you know, that steady paycheck from the hospital to getting paid. If you're in the linear income, getting paid time for money, you know, you're trading time, you know, an hour for money. So whether you're an hourly wage person, you know, that's called linear income. And that was what I went into as a massage therapist. And, you know, so now I'm getting paid per hour, and I have to work. If I don't work, I don't get paid. There's no days off because you are your own boss. And believe me, when you own your own business, there's never a day off, even if you're off. Your brain is just constantly going. So, you know, I went through quite a bit of growing pains. I'm 51 now, and I've been doing, you know, massage therapy for like 15 years plus, you know, being an entrepreneur altogether, like 16 years. So, you know, the growing pains when you first start out is like, can I do this? You know, like, oh my gosh, like, you know, you're used to the one. I had to start you know, like taking the checks that people were giving me or the cash and putting it aside, and then I would deposit it once a week, like it was if it was a paycheck from the hospital, because I felt like I was poor for the longest time, you know, like getting paid like one hour, you know, at a time. It was really scary, you know, it felt really scary. And so I had to, you know, if I didn't believe in myself, I had to create that belief. And, you know, the stronger I, you know, got into believing into myself and my abilities with massage, then, you know, the next step was, I've been doing massage now for 15 years, and I love it. I mean, I love working with people. That's what I've done my whole life. But I'm thinking about the next 5 years. You know, do I want to be trading time for money with, you know, with doing massage? And I'm getting older. And the reality is that you can't really, unless you have J-Lo as your client, she pays her person $10,000 in massage. Unless you have J-Lo as a client, you pretty much can't retire from massage. Just there isn't enough money in it. And it's constant stress. So I've segued over, still in the health and wellness industry, into network marketing with a global health company. And there is where I really, you know, I really started delving into personal development and really understanding what the belief, you know, believing in yourself. Because if you have a company that you believe in and you can say that's a 10, and you have products you believe in, you can say that's a 10, but your ability to share this with someone, you know, or change lives, or, you know, that for me was about, I would say, an 8. It really wasn't a 10. So I had to, like, start looking into that, because, honestly, you got to be a 10 in all three. And there's a lot of stretching and growing that happens, you know, along your journey, you know, of being an entrepreneur woman. First, let me say that that in our society, sometimes we're kind of, as women, taught not to, oh, you're just being silly, you know, like, you know, so things like that are being said to where you start not trusting your own instincts or you start not trusting your own abilities. And it's almost like when you become an entrepreneur, it's like you have to relearn some things that might have, some belief systems that were either given to you by a parent or name, you know, a village, or, you know, a society, you know, about yourself. And there's a really great campaign that's out right now. It's called Like a Girl. I don't know if you guys have, your ladies have seen the commercials for that. And they have young boys and, like, girls that are late teens, like, you know, 17, 18 years old, and they have them act out what it's like to throw like a girl and run like a girl. And then they show, and then of course, they're all being silly and barely can throw a ball and run with their, you know, arms out to the side and their feet out to the side, just flailing about. But then when they show a 9-year-old girl run like a girl, she looks like she's just running in a marathon, you know. When they say throw, she looks like she's throwing from outfield to the, you know, home to you know, the home plate, you know. So it's amazing, like, the images and the things that we're being bombarded with, you know, like, just the simple thing, like, oh, she throws like a girl, or stop acting like a girl. You know, those things over time can kind of rattle your own belief system in yourself as a woman. So, you know, having these, like, realities of, you know, being an entrepreneur and knowing that you have to believe in yourself, because honestly, no one else will believe in you if you don't believe in you. And, you know, I've done some research, read a lot of great books in personal development that's helped me along the way. And one of the books, and one of the women I absolutely love, she's actually earned, from Canada. My friend Amy actually turned me on to her. Her name is Arlene Dickinson. And she's on, we have a show here called Shark Tank. Canada has, that's actually where we got our Shark Tank from. They're called Dragon's Den. And Arlene Dickinson is one of the financial people. and she wrote a book called Persuasion. And it's a new approach to changing minds with persuasion. And it's not like, you know, the bad word, you know, like persuasion, you got to persuade. But in life, in general, I don't care if you're talking to your neighbor or you picked up a coworker and you're driving to work, you're always in the position of buying and selling. Whether, you know, you say you pick up your coworker and your coworker says to you, hey, I know a shortcut to work, you know, but you're used to driving this one particular route. So, you know, there's a constant buying, selling, negotiating going on and persuasion. And it's not in a bad way. You know, it's having people understand, you know, that to believe in you, you know, to see what you see, your vision. And so Arlene Dickinson started out at humble beginnings. And, you know, she got married and had, you know, three or four children. And at 30, she ended up in divorce. Well, she just knew for the rest of her life that she was going to be this, you know, mother. That was her job. Now here she finds herself, like, extremely poor, all these kids to feed. And she, you know, she ultimately has, she's one of the wealthiest women in Canada right now. That's how she turned her life around. So if you're working on your personal belief system, I would highly, highly recommend that you get Arlene Dickinson's Persuasion. And even with her, when she interviews people, it's not about all the element of P's you have after your name. It's about, you know, you have to persuade her on why you are the best candidate. So if you can sell yourself to her, that's the person that gets the job, no matter what their credentials are. She doesn't even want to see them. You know what I mean? So it's really about believing in yourself. And another great book, you know, there's Psycho-Cybernetics. It's all about how the mind works. And, you know, just constantly reading. They say that there's an actual statistic. Actually, there's two statistics I want to throw out there. One is, and I just looked this up because last I knew it was 80% of women who earn six figures and more in the United States are in network marketing. Well, when I just went to look that up to make sure that it was, you know, a real fact and not just something I read on a meme in a Facebook or something, the statistic now is 85% of all women in the United States that make over six figures, they do it as an entrepreneur in network marketing or direct sales. You know, so, I mean, we're in an awesome industry, or I'm in an awesome industry. I don't know if you guys are. Jess, I do know if that's how we met. But, you know, that's an amazing statistic. The other statistic I want to throw out there is that they say that leaders are readers. You know, the average American reads one book a year, where a leader or a high, you know, positioned person will read up to 60 books in a year. So constantly developing your mindset, constantly feeding your, you know, your brain is a muscle like anything else. I mean, it's not really physically a muscle, but it needs to be treated like a muscle. And you got to build that, you know, belief system and the mindset. And, you know, that's really what can make or break you as an entrepreneur. It really comes down to how much you believe in yourself. So there you have that.
Wow. I mean, that was powerful.
Well, thank
yes,
you.
Yes, of course. Yes, of course I have questions. You know,
okay.
We have so many entrepreneurs on the line, and, you know, and to listen to our replay, you know, you hit a whole lot of good nuggets. I'm especially interested in the belief system piece. When you were speaking on, you know, the importance of the belief right at the beginning, because, you know, a lot of times that's where most of our businesses fail, right at the beginning, because they're not seeing the things that they thought was going to happen immediately. So if you don't mind speaking to that, Doreen, what if that was the case, you know, what happens, or what are your tips to give when the people don't see everything popping like they want, you know, as we say, when they first start out?
Well, there's a magic formula number, and it's 1357. And this goes with most businesses, whether it's brick and mortar or whether you're in, doing network marketing like myself. The first year, any money that you make, you are pretty much, not even pretty much, you're putting that right back into your business, just like you would a brick and mortar. I mean, most people don't get paid until their third year. So the first year, almost 100% goes in there. And up to 3 years, most brick-and-mortar businesses will say they didn't even collect a paycheck. It just went into paying all the bills and the employees and everything to establish themselves. And that's why the statistic is 1 to 3 years that people fail. If you can make it through that 1 to 3 years, then you you should start seeing some profit. Now, it's no different than in network marketing, where it's the formula is 1, 3, 5, 7. So it's the first year you're going to probably put that money right back into your business, and that can happen like up into the third year. And you hang it out, you stick it out, and by the time you hit year 5, you can be making a pretty decent income if you are being consistent and if you are doing the do, working your 90-day game plan, developing yourself, all that belief system in yourself, this is where it is so important. So a lot of people will get into network marketing and they think it's a get-rich-quick thing. You know, it is hard work. It's not luck. You are working. You have to really treat it as if it was a brick and mortar store. If I opened up, we're going to say pizza because that is my downfall. If I opened up a pizza parlor and kind of just, went in and made a pizza maybe once or twice that day, how successful do you think I'm going to be? People that walk through a store, a brick-and-mortar store, they're in it. They're from open to close, and they are pumping out the pizzas. They're getting their name out. They're promoting themselves, promoting, voice, on Facebook, come eat my pizza shop. It's the same thing in our industry. You have to do the same thing. You have to really work your system, and most network marketing companies have a system. They usually have the tools that you're to follow. They usually have videos. And it's your job to look at all that stuff. You need to know all the videos. You need to look at the 90-day game plan. You need to know how you get paid, the compensation plan. And that's all your personal homework and your daily grind that you need to do every day. And as well as develop yourself, a habit that I have done, and then there's a habit. Doing all of this is a habit. You have to be a little bit more organized, which I struggled in that. And luckily, Jessica actually here has turned me on to a woman named Susan Sly, who has an awesome, awesome organization program. And I'm inspired every time I hear this woman. She's absolutely amazing. But you have to understand that, if you come into, say, my business and you're you're not really doing the do, then, promoting yourself, as if you were at that pizza shop or, they're making pizzas. If you're not there making the calls and telling people that you have started your own business and, or you have these amazing products that you believe in, that you're, it's a number 10 for you, then, your network marketing is not, the industry is not what's failing. You're failing yourself. And honestly, I think it circles right back around to the belief system in, can I do this? Will I look silly? Will I fail? And these are some things that come up in people's minds, and that's why it's important to develop your belief system. Because the bottom line is, no matter what you say to somebody, I mean, I've done it myself. You know, you get off a call and you're like, oh, why did I say that? And I'm lamenting about it for, like, you know, half the day. Or the person on the phone, if I call them back and said, you know, I'm really sorry I said that, they'd probably say, say what? Like, they don't even, you know, they're already past it. They don't care. They probably didn't even notice that you said something silly. You know, it's all stuff that we're doing to ourselves. And, you know, some will, some won't. So what? Someone else is waiting. Somebody's looking for what it is you have to offer, whether it's that pizza or whether it's that massage or whether it's my health, you know, the global health company that I work for. But the best part about network marketing, first of all, it is a $29 billion a year industry. That tells you something. That is like one of the biggest industry. It outdoes the NFL. It outdoes so when you think of how big the NFL is, it is like a blip on the statistic map compared to where network marketing is. And so, you know, network marketing is not the thing that's failing. It's the person not trying. You're going to get so many no's before you get that yes, and you got to be able to handle that. So that's where you have to believe in yourself, because trust me, just we all start somewhere. And I started with myself being a massage therapist, like I said. I was someone who couldn't sleep. I could fall asleep, but I would wake up at 2:30 every morning, like clockwork, and I would be up till 5:30 in the morning, and then I would fall asleep for like maybe 1 hour, and I was exhausted. I was tired. And, you know, luckily I'm wonderful at my job. I was still a fantastic massage therapist. But honestly, my whole day's energy went only into doing the massage. I had no life after massage or before massage. But I couldn't tell anybody, because who wants to hear that the massage therapist is exhausted? So the person that was praying at night in silence for a solution. And that's how I got introduced to my company, is that they helped assist in proper nutrition. I found out that time of night is very common for somebody who has a lot of impurities, whether they're environmental or whether I ate them, you know, trapped in the body. And it's typical of someone to wake up, you know, at that time frame. So, you know, people are looking for the solutions. But if you don't tell people that you have the solution, they're never going to know. And if you're not telling them, because you're afraid you might sound silly or you might sound pushy, you know, that really goes back to your own personal belief system. Because trust me, somebody is looking for what you have to offer, just like I was.
I love that, Doreen. You know, it's amazing, because I actually had a friend one time who got angry with me, and I was the person who didn't really want to talk to my friends about network marketing. And it's funny, because most people come in and you have what's called your warm network, which are your friends and your family, right? Your people that you know. And then you have your cold network, which is your people that you don't know. And it's funny, because most people only want to go to their warm network. They only want to talk to who they know. They don't really want to learn the skills of prospecting and connecting with new people. But it was funny, because for me, I wanted to just prospect and connect with new people, and I got very good at meeting people and going out and enrolling them in my business, and I never wanted to tell my friends. And it was funny, because I had been at our celebration event for our network marketing company in San Diego, and I connected with a friend, and I had told them why I was there, and they were really angry with me. They said, you know, you've been doing this for this long, and you never told me about it. You knew I needed to make money. You knew I needed this solution, and you never told me. And they were angry, and I realized, and I've heard it said before, that it's really stingy, it's selfish. You know, when you have a solution and you don't share it with other people because of your own fear. And I had never really got connected to it until I did get connected to it then, when I just had that experience. And it's amazing, because, you know, it's just really powerful that you realize that, you know, you do have something amazing. And no matter who you are, what company you're with, if you're with a network marketing company, whether or not it's a skill that you have, everybody has greatness in them. Everyone has a skill, something that can benefit somebody else. And when you use that skill to make the world better, I mean, that's what abundance is, and you should and you deserve to get paid for it. So, You know, I think we could talk about this forever, but it's really at 9:30 already when we usually close our calls down. I mean, what an amazing way to really end your year off, but just knowing that, you know, you are talented, you have skills, and you deserve to get paid for them. And as an entrepreneur, you know, you have the right, the God-given right to live your life in your own terms. And I was listening to the Bible before. I read and listen to the Bible every day. I recently downloaded the entire Bible in an audio edition, and I'm going to be my declaration for the new year is to read it from cover to cover in the first 90 days of the new year. And I was listening to it today, and I was listening to the part with his ask and you shall be given, seek and you shall find. It says, he who asks, it shall be given to. He who seeks shall find it. And the truth is that we have the right to have what we want. We have the right to ask for and to receive what we want. And thank you so much for doing, for making that really clear tonight for everybody, and through your life and through your actions and through you giving and sharing of yourself. It's amazing.
Well, thank you. And thank you for having me on this. I feel honored I'm on your last program of the year. I'm looking forward
to
2016, and I am not making resolutions, I'm making solutions.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really, that's amazing. You know, thank you so much. And is there anything you want to leave our audience with before we close down for the night?
Well, I want to say something real fast because I think I kind of skipped over what I was saying, that linear is getting paid hourly, whether you work for a corporation, if you work an hour, you get paid an hour. Residual is you're paid, you know, you work an hour and you sell a product once and you can get paid on a lifetime for it. So that's where the network marketing model is a great model. So you're basically given thank you money every time somebody purchases. And, you know, the way that our marketing is going, the model, the business, kind of brick and mortar is, unless you're a pizza parlor, they're like falling to the wayside. Amazon online shopping is now has more shoppers than all the Walmarts worldwide. So that's something to think about. That's why I'm saying, you know, residual income as opposed to linear income, is that, you know, when somebody uses my product over and over again, I get thank you money for referring them every time they purchase. And that's what makes the difference into what I want to retire from massage and into this global health and wellness. So I wanted to just say that because I don't believe I did.
Well, thank you so much, Noah, for making that distinction. Yeah, absolutely. And really just, there are, you know, and I love network marketing. I love the industry. And, you know, there are a lot of residual incomes as well. I mean, we should always be focusing as an entrepreneur with our money making us more money. And, you know, certainly that is also residual income, putting out an information product, a book, an ebook, audio program. Those are all really great ways to really have residual income. And it's powerful. And we know we should always have more than one stream of income as well. And absolutely, if you haven't found a network marketing company, then, you know, it's a phenomenal way to really make income and create your future for yourself. So on that note, guys, I think it's about time we close down our Empowering Women series for the year. Our next call won't be till after the new year, because I think it just winds up with Christmas and New Year's. So we will not have an Empowering Women series call for it'll be 3 weeks. So we'll take 2 weeks off. Akeem, is there anything you want to add and say to our listeners before we close down our call for the year?
Yes, I want to thank each and every one of our listeners for being there and being such a supportive force. Thank you so much, Doreen, for closing us out so strong. And then, of course, if something that Doreen said resonated with you, please, 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 go find our podcast on changingmindsonline.com. You can also find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Tuned In, and, of course, our YouTube channel.
All right, everyone.
Thank you.
Well, I always just like to tell everyone, you know, before I close down, you know, I always say have a powerful week, but I guess it's going to be have a powerful few weeks to finish the year strong. And just God bless, and I'm really grateful for you. Another great year that we are, you know, we will still have an inspirational call before the year is over, but not the night. Tonight I'm going to bed when this is over. But, you know, really just thank you so much for a really successful year. We would not have been able to do this without you. And we love you. We're looking forward to another really exciting year next year. So God bless everyone.
Thank you. Good night and Happy New Year.
Good night, everyone.